chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. According to mystical traditions, life is a journey on which the first half, the childlike part, moves, it is hoped, into the God-directed second half, not a guaranteed movement. Religions over the years have tended to emphasize the childlike. We have been taught that life is a matter of learning and obeying the rules, and those who obeyed them won. These are the very nice people, many of us, who live on the surface of life, the first part of life, who are proud to recognize how well we obey the rules and how certain we are that the reward is ours. The Jesus in today's gospel, the one who came to set the earth on fire, the one who moved toward a baptism that was really a crucifixion, this Jesus is probably somewhat of a stranger to these very nice people. This Jesus offers no comfort to the good families who frown on division and want to avoid it, father against son, mother against daughter, who turn away from the struggles of difficult people who ask awkward questions, and who prize peace at just about any price. This Jesus did not come to establish that kind of peace, the trouble-free peace demanded by Pharisees then and now, or the timid peace that covers over personal and cultural conflicts when what they need is to be brought into the uncomfortable light of truth and the embarrassing noise of justice, the peace of very nice people who obey the rules in order to gain that reward. This Jesus brings division in families and in our world. The sense of torment and urgency in his words is overwhelming. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. This isn't a very nice Jesus. This Jesus lives and dies on the level of absolute reality, another name for the kingdom. And if I live my life on his level, instead of on the surface where my ego thrives, will I follow him? I am probably not called to crucifixion, but I am called to confront what each present moment of my life brings me with the faith and the hope that are in me, and then to move on. Father Richard Rohr says, "It is only by a foundational trust in the midst of suffering, some ability to bear darkness and uncertainty, and learning to be comfortable with paradox and mystery, that you move from the first half of life to the second half." It's more than growing up. It's growing into becoming the self that one was created to be, with whatever divisions and conflicts and faith and hope are part of it.